curses of being wired to the world in our modern, advanced civilization, the one we think of as the zenith of mankind's endeavors, is feeling like what happens in some village in Indonesia somehow should be of interest to me. Honey, I Shrunk the World should be the theme song to every YouTube, Yahoo News, Facebook, and Google feed. It's important to stay tuned in, I suppose, maybe know what the folks in Tierra del Fuego think of the recent killing or the Estonians are doing about Russian meddling in their politics. Hard enough when we're swamped with news stories here in our own little country, everything from impeachment hearings to the latest mass murder in some town we may or may not have heard of before the media rolled in to cover the mayhem. It's not only exhausting, in case you didn't notice, but, well, it's a constant distraction from living your life. When I first dropped anchor on the South End, I didn't have a television, much less a computer. We had a telephone and a stereo that played cassette tapes and records. The telephone was on a party line with a mom and her teenage daughter. In other words, we really didn't have a telephone that was usable, not with that single mom and her chatty daughter using it 24/7. Not that we really had many people to call anyway. I bring all this up because the last few days I've been sliding back into those early years. It's winter and the days are short and getting shorter. Back then we did a lot more reading. I played a lot more music. We did a lot of hiking the beach and the woods. Time was plentiful and we had to find ways to fill it without resorting to the babysitter we call internet. Early this morning I walked down to the beach with some crab bait, rolled my boat over and lowered it into the water, then rowed out to my pots. Mount Rainier was perfectly framed in the straits. Golden glaciers in the sunrise glowing majestically. A half dozen cormorants watched me from a raft moored far out from shore, and the gulls waited to see what I would toss them from the bait traps when I got to my pots. The now familiar seal that follows the wake of my rowboat kept popping up and checking on me, each time eliciting a bark from me. Maybe not a real good impersonation of a seal bark, but he was listening. A fog bank beyond Whidbey lay like a drop blanket at the foot of the Olympics, those mountains now immaculate with new snow after a summer of melt. Nothing much but me made noise. My oars dripped a line of water each stubborn stroke, circles falling back following small whirlpools both sides. The world was perfect, and I was in it. Not distracted, not jumping to the next crawler or ad. Just a tiny sliver of the world with me pulling at the oars, gliding through it. We've lost that, I think, now that I'm back on shore, back up at the house. We've let it slip through our fingers because we're bored, we're lonely, we're forever looking for something to fill up the space between the last thing and the next thing. But it's like calculus. The intervals get smaller and smaller, but they never become now. Now is now. Some days, like today, I remember where to find it.